When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
To the US now, and Democrats are being threatened with fines and arrests after fleeing the state of Texas to block a vote that could determine the balance of power in the US Congress. The redistricting vote would see Republicans gain five more seats in the House of Representatives, which of course could be crucial in the midterms. But in order to pass, at least two-thirds of the 150-member legislative body must be present. Now, for more on this, we're joined by our correspondent Simon Marks in Washington. Hi, Simon.
Morning, Corin.
This has turned into a very interesting story, significant story. Tell us the latest.
Well, it's an absolutely astonishing series of developments that underscores the extent to which democracy in the United States is failing. And in this case, Texas Democrats decided to flee their own state rather than participate in a process whereby the Republicans were essentially going to rubber stamp redistricting, the changing of constituency boundaries in certain House districts in the state to make sure, as best as they could, that Republicans would be awarded with five additional seats in the House of Representatives come January of 2027 after the November 2026 midterms. And of course, with the Republicans enjoying only a slim majority in the House of Representatives, they want to do everything they can to expand that number. And so they are preparing to redraw the boundaries in Texas. Democrats argue they are essentially trying to disenfranchise the voices of hundreds of thousands of predominantly Black and Latino voters by creating new congressional districts that are more likely to vote Republican. Yesterday at the White House, President Trump was asked if it's time for the FBI to begin rounding up the Democrats that have fled the state and are refusing to allow a quorum in Texas's state legislature. Here's what he had to say.
Well, I think they've abandoned the state. Nobody's seen anything like it, even though they've done it twice before. And in a certain way, it almost looks like they've abandoned the state. It looks very bad.
And he went on to say that maybe the FBI will have to start rounding them up. Those Democrats, though, have won a warm welcome in the states to which they have fled, including Illinois, where J.B. Pritzker is the Democratic Party's governor.
We're here, of course, because Texas House Democrats are demonstrating what it means to fight for the preservation of our constitutional republic. Donald Trump, Governor Abbott, Texas Republicans, well, they know that they're headed toward a loss of the Congress in 2026.
He, like other Democrats, predicting that Donald Trump is now so unpopular in the country that there's no chance, if the elections are freely and fairly held in November of next year, that Republicans retain control of the House of Representatives. It is worth underscoring, Corin, that another oddity in all of this is that the Democrats don't have to flee for very long, because the Texas state legislature only meets once every 2 years and only for 140 days. So, you have to add up the number of days that they've got to stay out of the state, and it won't be long before they won't have to worry about this again, because the state legislature won't meet again for another 2 years.
It's got to be a worrying development, because I see Democrats in other states saying, well, if the Republicans in Texas did this, they would retaliate and redraw their own boundaries in order to compensate for that. And that is a tit-for-tat sort of scenario where you start eroding your electoral integrity.
Yeah, absolutely. And it is guaranteed to happen. And, you know, to be fair, the Republicans are not the only political party in the United States that have engaged in redistricting in the past, trying to tilt things in their favor. Democrats have done it in several states across the country as well. But this is so incendiary, this Republican move in Texas, and defended by Donald Trump because he says he won the state so big in last November's presidential election that he deserves 5 more seats in the House of Representatives from the state, that it is sure to encourage Democrats in places like California, in Illinois, in New York, in other Democratic Party strongholds to engage in their own jiggery pokery in a bid to try and at least rebalance things, if not knock Republicans off their back feet. So this is just the opening salvo in what could become a very unseemly anti-democratic series of moves in the United States.
Just finally, I see that some of these lawmakers had to evacuate a hotel because of some sort of a threat. I mean, is it likely that any of them would actually be arrested?
Well, Governor Greg Abbott of Texas insists that they can face some kind of criminal sanction. Of course, the Democratic Party will push back and say that's ludicrous. We're simply denying the state assembly of a quorum. But Governor Abbott says, you know, they swore to uphold the rules of the Texas state constitution. And by withdrawing from Austin, the state capital, they are essentially trying to do an end run around the will of the voters. Whether we get to see members of the Texas legislature dragged off the streets by police anywhere, I think is very much open to question. But tempers are running high on this issue. There is no doubt about it. And it is a litmus test for what may happen in other parts of the country.